All right, so we've got Jim Rennie on today. He's the Senior Vice President and Director of Sales and Strategic Partnerships at Citadel Fleet Safety. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Thank you, Todd. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, we're going to talk about a cool new product you got. This is called the Citadel Escort Mobile Emergency Response System. Is that right?
That's what it is, yes.
That is a mouthful. Hey, can you give us the elevator pitch on this, and we'll get into some more details here in a little bit.
Yeah, I think the best way for your audience to think of our Citadel Escort is a little fob. It's about the size of a key fob.
Okay.
With all sorts of neat little features, and it's all centered on driver safety.
Okay.
I think we all know the stresses of a truck driver, and many issues arise on the route, anywhere from medical worries or to suspicious people, suspicious vehicles. And we thought we'd supply them with a little mobile fob that goes with them inside, outside, and works any way that there are. They just push our little SOS button on the front of the fob, and the GPS signals in there. We know where they're at. Our monitoring center can talk to them through our two-way voice on the fob and determine and assess what the driver needs. And we dispatch medical or police to the situation within a minute.
Okay, so this isn't just like a device just for like a, I think I heard you describe it before as a I've fallen and can't get up type of device for truckers, but it's not just for medical emergencies. It's for all kinds of things, for like if you come across an accident or something like that, you could just call, and that way you got both hands free to help people or whatever you need. Is that kind of the idea?
Yeah, yes, it's similar to the I've fallen, I can't get up, however, with a much more robust features, from two-way voice to location. And then, yeah, our monitoring centers, there's three of them across the country, and our advisors are super experienced, over 30 years of experience in assessing what the driver needs. And we have the software of every jurisdiction across the country, from emergency to police, and we dispatch within a minute. So
yeah, that's pretty fast.
Yeah.
Okay, you actually hold the button down on the fob. Where is the fob? You said it's a keychain. Do you keep it on a key ring, or what do you do with it?
Yeah, many drivers like to wear it on their lanyard, or they can wear it on our, we provide a carabiner, so they wear it on their belt clip.
Okay.
They can keep it in their jeans, any of the above, to include a wristwatch kind of band if they'd like.
Okay.
And it's one of these things that they just don't like to leave themselves without it, and they never know what kind of issues are around the corner, and they, yeah, you're right. They just push the button, Todd, for 3 seconds. It vibrates, letting them know that the signal's been sent. And then our two-way voice monitoring center will be on within 40 seconds, talking to them, asking if they can help in any way.
Oh, sweet. Okay. So this thing, if you're wearing it on a carabiner, like around a belt clip or something like that, it's loud enough for you to be able to hear it without, you know, taking it off and hold it up to your mouth?
Yes. You mean the two-way voice once our advisors, yes, come on to ask? Yes. It's as clear, if not better, than a phone conversation.
Oh, okay. Well, cool.
Yep. You bet.
Well, okay. Let's talk about the device a little bit itself. You said, okay, where it's available 24/7. You can get to it really fast. What kind of coverage on this thing? You know, it's, I assume it's dependent on a cell signal, right?
It is. Yeah. So okay. Inside that fob, Todd, is inside the Citadel Escort, is a SIM card, and we run it on the best network we believe in the country, and that's AT&T. It has 99% coverage, and it also triangulates with any other cell towers if they hit a gap. Mm-hmm. So it is AT&T, and it works indoors, outdoors, wherever you have an AT&T signal, and it's been terrific. We have not found any. We have lots and lots of customers. We haven't found any gaps in coverage yet, but it is important to let your audience know that it is the AT&T network.
And, you know, one other thing I wanted to point out, because I was looking at your website and I thought, you know, there's sometimes, I mean, I'm on Verizon, got good, you know, good,
yeah,
coverage pretty much, but there's still some times when you're out there and you're going, why don't I have a signal right now? I don't understand this. But I was looking on your website, and I think it's great because all you're doing is voice. It's not like you need a lot of, you know, data and stuff like that. So you're using the 3G network, which covers a lot more area than, you know, like the 4G or the LTE or whatever.
Right.
So,
right.
And yep. I'm sure that was baked in. You guys planned it that way, you know. Plus, it's cheaper to use that system, I assume.
It is. Yeah. We've tried to create this with the trucker mentality in mind and have kept it affordable to the tune of about 75 cents a day or $22 a month. And
okay.
No equipment charge up front. We just kind of give it out and support it. So,
is there a contract associated with that, or is that just month to month?
No contracts. We sat there in a room for a while wrestling with that and came out of the room all in agreement that, you know what, let's earn these drivers' business and companies' business every month, and no contracts whatsoever.
Man, I love that. I love that whole plan, you know. I mean, this is kind of a side note, but I was just thinking I need to swap hosting for my website.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, they just couldn't offer me the things I wanted, so I was going to move to this other one. And I called them up and I said, hey, can I get a refund? I'm up good through 2020. Mm-hmm. And they said, no, after 45 days, you're stuck. So I'm like, okay, now I've got two more years on this plan and I have to just pay for it, you know? Well, you're not earning what I need, you know, so why don't you give me that money back? That's so uncool.
Right.
I'm not bitter though. I'm not bitter about that at all. Anyway. Okay. So you say it costs $22 a month. Is that right?
That is. Yeah. And no equipment, charge, zero out of pocket. We provide the fob, a lanyard, a charging cradle, a USB so they can charge, while they're on the move. Normal battery life is, 3-4 days.
Mm-hmm.
If the battery goes low, we have a couple different ways to alert the drivers. The little blue light on the side blinks redundantly very quickly. And we also have a feature where our advisors will call them. Just say, hey, when you can, charge your Citadel Escort. And
oh, like they can see if it's low, if they can get it to around
10%
or whatever.
Yeah, we monitor it and we just don't want them needing it. And if it's out of juice, the signal wouldn't go through. So we kind of cover it off both ways.
That's a great feature because, you know, if you got something like we're used to our cell phones nowadays, you got to pretty much charge them every day. Or if you're a trucker, you're charging them multiple times a day, you know, and this, and you're just in the habit of it. But with something like this, if it's going to last 3 or 4 days, you might, you know, just might forget all of a sudden. Cause
that's right.
You know, it's not something you're going to be using every day. So it's not right, you know, right on your mind.
Yep. No, we want it charged when the drivers need it. So we shepherd that pretty closely. And, you know, I think I should share with you, we also have a tracking portal. So in other words, it's tracking.citadelfleet.com. And anyone who onboards a system has access to that tracking platform. Their family members can kind of know where they're at and they're safe. And it tracks all sorts of things from speed to location. We send text alerts and email alerts to family members if they'd like, and companies, corporate staffs, when the SOS is pushed.
Okay.
Not that they have to do anything. We have it all handled, but it's nice to know that, you know, hey, there's an issue out there and Citadel's taking care of it.
And the tracking is all opt-in, I assume, right?
You bet. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because there's a lot of truckers out here with tinfoil hats on, you know, and they're
right.
If that's not their bag, then they can just turn that off. They don't need that.
That's true. Absolutely right.
All right. So how sturdy is this fob? Is it weatherproof? What's going on with that?
Yeah, we did take a while to design it, test it, and put it through the rigorous temperatures and vibration. And yeah, the specifications are very, very hardy. It is water resistant. It could be dipped into water and then used. We don't recommend that, but it can be worn in the shower if somebody needed to.
Mm-hmm.
The temperatures that it works at is minus 40 up to 180. It's a very hard, well-sealed piece of formed rubber, if you will,
mm-hmm.
with a wonderful SOS button on the front and two-way voice speaker on the back. You can drop this from 5-6 feet. Repetitively pick it up and use it again. It's a wonderfully designed, engineered fob.
Yeah, well, let's hope you don't have to do that with the wristband or the carabiner or the lanyard, you know. Yeah.
Right.
Now you mentioned a minute ago the tracking. Does that do that through GPS or does it do it through cell phone like triangulation? How's that work?
It is GPS. Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, we built it inside all the telematics inside the fob, and we can track live all the way up to just having it print into our server once a day. It just depends on what the customer would like. Then once the fob is pushed or the SOS is activated, Todd, then we track the unit every 10 seconds until the event's closed off, and then we reset it.
Okay. Yeah, I think that was probably a really dumb question, because if you're having a heart attack, you're going to need to know exactly where you're at, and you just can't do that through cell phone towers. You know, you got to have GPS for that. So.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So let's just be clear here. If you run into a situation, say some suspicious characters are walking toward you, you just reach down and hold that switch for 3 seconds. Is that right?
Yep. The fob is ergonomically designed, and then the big silver SOS buttons on the front, and they'll just hold it down. It's very discreet. It's silent. And once it vibrates, they know the signal's sent. And then the features, if some companies or some drivers don't want to escalate a situation, so they don't really need our two-way voice to kick in and our monitoring center to ask them if they need help, we'll just simply dispatch. So we can program and customize that to a straight dispatch if they don't want the two-way voice to come on.
Oh, okay. So the driver can specify that, like when he sets up the device, basically.
That's right.
Okay.
That's
I want two-way or the other. Yeah.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. Well, that kind of cool, because like I assume there's no penalty. Like if, you know, you got a couple shady characters walking at you across the parking lot and it ends up being nothing, they just walk right on past you, then you can just say, oh, it was nothing, and there's no penalty or anything like that, and they haven't dispatched anybody out.
Exactly. Yeah, we have false alarms, and that's fine. We actually have a couple instances of that, and we put the audio files on our website for drivers to know how we handle a false alarm, and there's no problem, no fee whatsoever. They can push that as many times as they need it, and our folks will answer and help.
Yeah. This seems really handy. Like in today's world, you know, it seems like every other day we're getting a story on the trucking websites and everything about some driver being attacked or, you know, some driver being killed in his truck or something like that. And it just seems like a more apt, you know, there's not been a more apt time to have some kind of a safety device on you.
Yeah. I think it's just the world we live in, and it's not getting any easier. And there's various ways inside a cab that there's SOS alarms, whether it's through their OmniTrax or PeopleNet. But the beauty of ours is it's mobile. So they can be inside a warehouse. They can be inside a Walmart. They can be inside the back of the cab. And that's where a lot of these issues happen, especially medical instances. So the mobility of this and the flexibility thereof is what makes this wonderful.
Yeah, because I mean, it's far more likely that you're going to, you know, be inside maybe helping load a trailer or something if you're going to have a heart attack than just sitting behind the cab, you know, behind the steering wheel. So
that's right.
Yeah,
and they need your audience needs to know the programming and the speed in which the real help gets delivered is 40 seconds. It doesn't go to back to the corporate dispatch, and dispatch needs to then validate with the driver if he's okay. This is emergencies. They push the button, help's on the way.
Yeah, and that's 24/7, obviously.
That is true. No question about it. We have 3 monitoring stations that are answering calls all day, 1 in South Carolina, 1 in Michigan, and 1 in Tracy, California.
Okay. Is there a particular reason why you spread them out like that? Or is it just...
Yeah, it provides redundancy.
Oh, okay.
If you look at any catastrophic storms, whether it be snow or hurricanes or, you know, we're getting a lot of those. If you're located in one area, you're subject to going down and not being able to cover. So we spread them out across the country in areas that we feel are somewhat temperate that are not going to be subjected to, like a Houston, what happened this summer.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I think the best way is to explain that is that it has redundancy, and that means if South Carolina is down, the phones roll to Michigan and California and vice versa.
Yeah, contingency plans kind of seem like it might be right up your alley. I was looking at your website, and you guys have a lot of military people that are behind this company, don't you? I mean, it looks like you could, like, take on a small country and take them down when I looked at you know what I mean?
Yeah, we're proud of that. We have all five branches of the military represented in our office, from retired two-star Navy admirals to Army Rangers to Coast Guard Marines. So we,
I noticed you had some big wigs in there. I was like, you know, these aren't grunts. You know, a lot of these guys aren't the grunts. These are some big dogs, you know?
Yeah, no, safety's in their DNA, and you know, they're retired now, and this is what we do. So,
yeah. Well, how did the idea of this product come along?
Well, I've been in this business helping provide tools and technology, source them, engineer them, find a fit for the last 5.5 years. And I've created 2 or 3 different technologies, this one being the most recent. And I was put together with Admiral Ray, who is our CEO, a year and a half ago now. And I presented the idea to him. He also runs a company called Blue Star Honor Care, and they help aging in place seniors with all sorts of technology.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah.
And we roughed out a business plan, and I sourced the product, and here we are 15 months later helping a whole bunch of truck drivers.
Yeah, that's great. You know, you find one use for a product, and then you think, well, where can we branch this out to somebody else who needs it? So that's pretty cool.
Right.
Okay. So who are you focusing on for this plan? Are you focusing on individuals? You're trying to get into fleet owners' hands? Who are you focusing on?
Or both.
Both.
Good question. Both. Yeah, we love to work with corporations, safety directors and security directors that are looking for another tool to keep lean forward on for their W-2 drivers. But we've got a lot of individuals that want to make this decision on their own, owner operators and alike. So we try to market to both. Owner operators is a much, much larger market. I think there's 2.9 million of the 3.5 million drivers out there that are owner operators. So just a little harder audience to reach. And that's why we're thrilled that we're able to do this with you to try and reach a few more.
Yeah, well, glad I can help. You know, this seems like it'd be an ideal device for women. I actually noticed on your website that's one of the endorsements comes from Women in Trucking.
You're right. Yeah, we're very close with Women in Trucking. Ellen Voya is the president there. She's done a wonderful job for over 10 years now, trying to in all verticals of the industry, let women enter. And they do a wonderful job of that. So we're a partner with them. And you're right. Anything that we can provide for a lady that makes them feel even a little bit safer at those truck stops or wherever they are out on the routes is beneficial. You know, some ladies in the past have actually brought their pets along to kind of protect them. This Citadel Escort has picked up a pretty good reputation with lady drivers for sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's just one of the problems with women entering the trucking industry is that I think a lot of times they just don't think they can do the job and they're outnumbered by men, you know, but also the fact that they got the whole personal safety thing to worry about that I think a lot of guys feel like they don't have that problem, but they probably do. I mean, you know, if the other guy's got a gun or whatever, it don't matter how tough of a trucker you think you are, you're in some trouble,
right?
You know,
right.
And you know, heart attack, you know, killed Jim Fix back in the 70s. So, and he was a runner,
yep.
You know,
yep.
So nobody's safe. I think I heard you say one time that, on another interview that, everything seems fine with your health until it isn't, you know?
Yeah. I think I was on the Road Dog Trucking show and they asked, and that's the way we are, or truckers are, or that's just the way we're put together. And we tend to just feel fine until we're not, or we feel safe until we're not. And then we're forced to say, oh boy, I wish I had that tool.
Yeah, I can see that. I noticed also on the website that you're also endorsed by American Trucking Association and the and OOIDA.
We're big fans of both of those organizations. So yes, we've you'll see us out and about at various trade shows and trying to support them as much as we can. You know, we don't do a whole lot of outbound marketing. We really try to reach corporations through word of mouth as best we can. But those are a couple organizations we feel very fondly of.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay, so Jim, you mentioned that the price of this thing was $22 a month. But when I look on your website, it says $29 a month. So you're offering a special discount to Truck Dump listeners. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, we'd like to work with you and your audience and drop that $22 a month. Yes.
Okay, folks, and the way you're going to do that is go over to citadelfleet.com, and there's a customer login button in the upper right-hand corner. Click that, and there's going to be a password area. Type in Trucker Dump, all lowercase for that. And what that's going to get you is $22 a month for the price. That's not just for a limited time. That's for however long you want to use the unit. That's right?
Absolutely right.
Okay, that's awesome that you offer a discount. I really appreciate that, and I hope everybody does that and takes advantage of it.
Wonderful.
So where can they get the device? Just on your website? Is that at right now?
Yes, citadelfleet.com. And there's all sorts of really good information there and educational stuff, videos and some articles that'll help your folks get educated.
Yep, got a good little video there. You got a road interview with Road Dog that was pretty good also. Okay, and another way you can contact Citadel is by good old-fashioned phone. Gotta love that. The phone number there is 800-269-5905. You guys are also Citadel Fleet on Twitter, is that right?
At Citadel Fleet, that's right.
At Citadel Fleet. Okay, so all you Trucker Dump listeners, get over there, check out Citadel Fleet Safety's Escort, and if you need it, buy one.
Sounds good.
Okay, good to talk to you tonight, Jim.
All right, bud. Thanks so much. Have a great night, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, bye.